I always ask questions in my seminars, and I want to ask you one right now. If you knew it would be impossible for you to fail, what would you attempt to do right now in your life? If you were absolutely certain of success, what activities would you pursue? What actions would you take? All of us have some idea of the things we want. Some are vague, more love, more money, more time to enjoy life. However, to empower our biocomputers to create a result, we need to become more specific than a new car, a new house, a better job. As we go through the following 12-step process for goal setting, and you begin to create your lists, some of the things you'll write down will be things you've thought about for years. Some of the things will be things you've never consciously formulated before. But what you need to do is consciously decide what you want right now. Goal setting simply comes down to that, doing it. So rather than continue to talk about it, let's go through a 12-step process. I'll give you the question with your paper and pencil, write down the answers, and by the way, get excited. There is something magical that happens when you begin to change your internal idea of what you want and externalize it with pencil and paper. So let's begin the 12 steps. Step 1, start by making an inventory of your dreams, the things you want to have, be, do, and share. I want you right now to create the people, the feelings, the places you want to be a part of your life. Sit down right now, grab your paper and pen, and begin writing. The key is to commit your pen moving nonstop for no less than 10 to 15 minutes. Don't try to define how you're going to get this outcome that you want right now, and don't put any limits on it. Act as if whatever you're writing down, you know you can achieve. It's a Christmas list, if you will. Just write it all down. There are no limits. Abbreviate whenever possible so you can immediately get on to the next goal. Keep your pen moving for the entire time. Take as long as you need to put together this broad sampling of outcomes that you desire for your life. You can do it in several ways. You can just make one big list, or you can take several pieces of paper and put on one emotional goals, another one spiritual goals, another one physiological goals, another one financial goals, family goals, material goals. And you might take those 5 or 6 pages and begin to take a time for each of the pages. Remember, everything is within your grasp. Knowing your outcome is the first key to reaching it. By the way, goal setting is like play. Let your mind roam free, and whatever limitations you've had in the past, remember you've created them, and they only exist in your mind. So right now, we're going to change your representation of what your future is and what you're capable of. The list you're going to make is for all the things that you'd ever want to achieve for the next 1, 2, 5, 10, 20 years of your life. Put no limits on this list. Just create the giant grab bag of outcomes you desire for your life. Where would you like to go? What would you like to do? What would you like to create? Who would you like to visit with? What kind of person would you like to become? How much money would you like to have? Would you like to have a yacht? Would you like to live certain places? What would you like your children to be like? Make the list covering every aspect of life. Stop the tape now and begin writing your list. Welcome back. So did you develop a huge list? Did you cover all the areas of your life? Emotional, social, spiritual, physiological, financial? I hope you just didn't keep listening to this tape, because that won't do you any good at all. Stopping and taking the time was what it finally comes down to. Some people say, but I don't know what I want. I don't have any ideas. You'd be surprised when you start making a list. One of the easiest ways to get some ideas is get around where people are doing very, very well and let something hit you. That's part of how passion is created in life. That's part of how you set new goals, by trying new things. But right now, you should have a substantial list to start with, so let's go on to the next step. Let's do a second exercise. Go over the list you've made and estimate when you expect to reach these outcomes. Over 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. Just write the number next to the goal. Don't take a lot of time again. Do it very, very quickly. It's helpful to see what sort of time frame you're operating in. After you've made your list, make a note of how your list came out. Some people find that their list may be dominated by things that they want today. Others find that their greatest dreams are far in the future, in some imagined period of total achievement and fulfillment. If all your goals are short-term, you need to start taking a longer view of your potential possibility. If all your goals are long-term, you need to first develop some steps that can lead you in the direction you expect to go. Remember, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. It's important to be aware of both the first steps and the final ones. Stop the tape and figure out your timelines now. Mm-hmm. What did you discover? Are most of your goals short-term or long-term, or is there a balance? Hopefully this will give you an idea of where you need to focus in your goal-setting development. Let's move on to step 3. Now I want you to try something else. I want you to pick out the 5 most important goals for you for this year. Pick the things that you're most committed to, the things you're most excited about, the things that would give you the most satisfaction. Write them down right now. We're looking for the things that can generate the passion, the things that can drive you to use all the skills you have as a human being. And once you've done that, I want you to also to write at least a paragraph about why you will absolutely achieve these 5 outcomes. I want you to sell yourself on the reasons of why it's important that you do. One of my first teachers, Jim Rohn, taught me that if you can find enough reasons to do something, you can get yourself to do anything. Our purpose in doing something is a much stronger motivator than the object that we're pursuing. So get yourself some reasons. Reasons are the difference between being interested versus being committed to accomplishing something. There are many things in life we say we want, but we're only really interested in them for a short time. In order for outcomes to be achieved, we must be totally committed to do whatever it takes to achieve them. If, for example, you just say you want to be rich, well, that's a goal, but it doesn't tell your brain very much. If you understand why you want to be rich, what being wealthy would mean to you, you'll be much more motivated to get there. Why to do something is much more important than how to do it. If you get a big enough why, you can always figure out how to do something. If you have enough reasons, you can virtually do anything in this world. So turn the tape off now, select your 5 outcomes, and create a paragraph in each one as to why you absolutely will do whatever it takes to achieve them this year. Welcome back again. Do you have the 5 goals that you can be passionate about? Are you clear about your reasons? Now you have a direction that you can move in. So let's move to step 4. Now that you have a list of your key goals, review them against the 5 rules for formulating outcomes. Are your goals stated in the positive? Are they sensory specific? Do they have a clear evidence procedure? Describe what you will experience when you achieve them in even clearer sensory terms. What will you see, hear, feel, and smell? Also note if the goals are maintainable by you. Are you in control? Are they ecological and desirable for you and others? If they violate any of these conditions, change them so they fit. And then let's move on to step 5. Next, make a list of the most important resources you already have at your disposal that could help you to achieve these goals. When you begin a construction project, you need to know which tools you have. To construct an empowering vision of your future, you need to do the same thing. So make a list of what you already have going for you: character traits, friends, financial resources, education, time, energy, or whatever. Come up with an inventory of strengths, skills, resources, and tools. Turn the tape off now and take this seriously. Create a resource list that you can pull from in the future and that you're consciously aware of now. How did your resource list come out? Did you have more resources than you realized? Most of us do. Let's move on to step 6. Let's focus in on some times when you use some of these resources most skillfully. I'd like you to take a moment now and come up with 3 to 5 times in your life when you were totally successful at doing something. Think of the times in business or sports or financial matters or maybe even relationships when you did something particularly well. It can be anything from a killing in the stock market to a wonderful day with your kids. And I want you to write these 3 to 5 experiences down and describe what you did that made you succeed. What were the qualities or resources that you made effective use of in order to make this situation successful? Turn off the tape and do this now. Few of us take the time to analyze their successes. Most people are busy reviewing their past failures over and over again. You might even want to take a moment at some point to take these experiences of the past that you felt so good about and enhance them by making them bigger, brighter, more focused, bringing them closer to you. Now, after we've done all that, let's take a moment and have you describe the kind of person that you would have to become to attain all of your outcomes. Will it take a great deal of discipline, a great deal of education? Would you have to manage your time well? If, for example, you want to be a civic leader who really makes a difference, describe what kind of person gets elected and really has the ability to affect large numbers of people. You know, we hear a lot about success, but we don't hear as much about the components of success, the attitudes, the beliefs, and behaviors that go into producing it. If you don't have a good grasp of the components, you may find it difficult to put together the whole. So stop now and write a couple of paragraphs or a page about all the character traits, skills, attitudes, beliefs, and disciplines you'd need to have to be the kind of person who could achieve all that you desire. Take the time and do it now. As you review your description of this person, is this the kind of person you really want to become? If it is, you'd have goals that will truly cause you to be happy long term. Let's do step number 8. Next, in a few paragraphs, I want you to write down what prevents you from having the things you desire right now. One way to overcome limitations you've created in the past is to know exactly what they are. Dissect your personality, see what's been holding you back from achieving what you wanted in the past. Have you failed to plan? Did you plan but fail to act? Did you try to do too many things at one time? In the past, have you imagined the worst possible scenario and then allowed that internal representation to stop you from taking action? Stop the tape, take a moment now, and describe the things that have stopped you in the past so you can change them in the present and in the future. We can know what we want, why we want it, and who will help us, and a lot of other things, but the critical ingredient that in the end determines whether we succeed in achieving our outcomes is our actions. To guide our actions, we must create a step-by-step plan. When you build a house, you don't just go out and get a pile of wood, some nails, a hammer, and a saw, and then start to go to work. Would you just start sawing and hammering and see what came out? Would that lead to success? It's highly unlikely. To build a house, you need a blueprint. You need a plan. You need a sequence and a structure so your actions complement and reinforce one another. Otherwise, you'll just have a wild assemblage of boards. It's the same with life. So right now, you need to put together your own blueprint for success. What are the necessary actions that you must take consistently to produce the result you desire? If you're not sure, think of someone you can model, someone who's already accomplished what you desire. How do you establish a plan? Well, first, you start with your ultimate outcome. And then you work backwards, step by step. If one of your major outcomes is to become financially independent, then the step before that might be to become president of your company. The step before that might become vice president or another important officer. Another step might be to find a smart investment counselor and or a tax lawyer. It's critical that you continue to work backwards from your goals until you find something that you can do today to support the achievement of that goal. Maybe today you can go and open a savings account, or you can get a book that teaches you some of the financial strategies of successful people in our culture. If you want to be a professional dancer, what do you have to do to reach that outcome? What are the major steps, and what are some of the things you can do today, tomorrow, this week, this month, this year to produce that result? If you want to be the greatest composer in the world, what are the steps along the way? By working backwards, step by step, for your outcomes and everything from business to your personal life, you can map out a precise path to follow from your ultimate goals down to what you can do today. Use the information you got in this last exercise about what has stopped you in the past to guide the design of your plan. If you're not sure what your plan should be, just ask yourself, what prevents you from having what you want? The answer to that question will probably be something you can work on immediately to change. The solving of that problem becomes a sub-goal or a stepping stone to the achievement of your better goals. So step 9 is this. Take the time now to take each of your goals and create your first draft of a step-by-step plan on how to achieve it. Remember to start with a goal and ask yourself, what would I have to do first to accomplish this? Or what prevents me from having this now, and what can I do to change this? Make sure your plans include something you can do today. Go ahead and do this now. Welcome back. So far, we've completed the first part of that ultimate success formula we talked about earlier. You absolutely know your outcomes. You defined your outcomes over both the short and long term, and you defined which aspects of your personality help you and which have hindered you from getting what you wanted in the past. Now I want you to start developing a strategy for how to get there. What's the surest way to achieve excellence? It's, of course, to model someone who's already done what you want to do. So step 10 is simple. Come up with some models. They can be people from your life, or they can be famous people who have achieved great success. Right now, write down the names of 3 to 5 people who've achieved what you want to achieve, and specify in a few words the qualities and behaviors that make them successful. After you've done this, close your eyes and imagine for a moment that each of these people is going to give you some advice about how to best go about accomplishing your goals. Write down one main idea that each of these people would give you if he or she was speaking to you personally. Maybe it's about how to avoid a roadblock or break through a limitation or what to pay attention to. Just imagine that they're talking to you and jot down under each of their names the first idea that comes to you about what you think each one of them would say to you. Even though you may not know them personally, this process can become an excellent advisors committee for your future. You know, Adnan Khashoggi modeled Rockefeller. He wanted to be a wealthy, successful businessman, so he modeled someone who had done what he wanted to do. Steven Spielberg modeled people at Universal Studios even before he was hired. Virtually everyone who's been a great success has had a model or a mentor or a teacher who guided him or her in the right direction. Now you have a clear internal representation of where you want to go. You can save time and energy and avoid traveling down wrong paths by following the examples of people who've succeeded already. You can learn by their experience. If you're having challenges coming up with a list, just ask yourself, who are the people in your own life who serve as models? There are resources in your friends, your family, national leaders, celebrities. If you don't know any good models, you should make a point of going out and finding some now. Next, get a clear idea of your future. Get a clear idea of some of the goals that you want to accomplish and know that you'll accomplish. And use some of the methods that you've already learned. Right now, enlarge the pictures. Make it brighter. Make it more focused. Step into it and more fully associate. If you'll do this on a regular, consistent basis, you will embed into your nervous system your desire. You will program what you want, and your biocomputer, your brain, will do whatever it takes to produce that result. Let's move on to the last two processes. Step number 11. It's great to have all kinds of different goals, but what's even nicer is to find a way to put them all together so they dovetail or support each other. The best way to do this is to create your ideal day. Let's do that now. What people would be involved? What would you do? How would it begin? Where would you go? Where would you be? Do it from the time you get up to the time you go to sleep at night. What kind of environment would you be in? How would you feel when you climbed into bed at the end of a perfect day? Use your pen and paper and describe it in detail. Remember, all the results, actions, and realities we experience start from creations in our minds. So create your day the way you desire it most. Stop the tape, have fun, and do this now. How was your day? Did you associate to it fully? Can you imagine living a day like that and what it would be like? Great. Let's do the final step, step 12. Sometimes we forget that dreams begin at home. We forget that the first step towards success is providing ourselves with an atmosphere that nurtures our creativity and really helps us to be everything we can be. So finally, I want you to design your perfect environment. I want you to accentuate your sense of place. I want you to let your mind go. There are no limitations. Whatever you want, you should put it down in writing. Remember to think like a king. Design an environment that would bring out the best of you as a person. Where would you be? In the woods? By the ocean? In an office? What tools would you have? An art pad? Paints? Music? A computer? A telephone? A stereo? What support people would you have around you to make sure you achieved and created all that you desired? If you don't have a clear representation of what your ideal day would be, what are your chances of creating it? If you don't know what your ideal environment would be, how would you create that? All the results in the world start with changes of the world inside of you. Remember, the brain needs clear, direct signals of what it wants to achieve. Your mind has the power to give you everything you want, but can only do that if it gets clear, bright, intense focus signals. Henry Ford once said, "Thinking is the hardest work there is, which is the probable reason why so few people engage in it." My compliments to you for doing the exercises in this portion of the tape. These exercises could be one of the most important steps you've taken toward producing the unmistakable brain signals that produce the results you want. You can't reach your outcomes if you don't know what it is. If you get anything at all from this portion of the tape, it should be this: results are inevitable. If you don't provide your mind with the programming of the results you desire, someone else will provide the programming for you. If you don't have your own plan for your life, someone else is going to make you fit into their plan. If all you did was listen to this tape, you've wasted your time. It's imperative that you take the time to do each of these exercises. They may not be easy at first, but believe me, they're worth it. And as you begin to do them, they become more and more fun. One of the reasons most people don't do well in life is because success is usually disguised behind hard work. And goal setting or outcome development is hard work. It's easy for people to put things like this off and get trapped into making a living instead of designing their lives. Exert your personal power now and take the time to discipline yourself to fully complete these exercises if you haven't already. It's been said that there are only two pains in life. One is the pain of discipline, the other the pain of regret. And that discipline weighs ounces while regret weighs tons. There's a great deal of excitement to be gained by applying these 12 principles. Do this for yourself. And do it again later on in a few months and see if you have the same goals, the same desires, because goals do change and you should have the flexibility to give yourself new choices. Before we go, we should do one final thing, and that is make a list of the activities and the people of your life that you're most grateful for, the resources you already have available to you. I call this a gratitude diary. Some people get so fixated on what they want, they fail to appreciate or use what they already have. The first step toward a goal is seeing what you have, give thanks for it, and applying it to your future achievements. Remember, we all have ways to make our lives better at any moment. Achieving your wildest dreams should begin today with the everyday steps that can put you on the right path. Shakespeare once wrote, "Action is eloquence." Begin today with eloquent actions that will lead you to even more eloquent outcomes. Make your dreams a reality.
This is the end of Side 6. Side 5 is already queued up for your next listening.